Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern and Southern Rock While You Work is always very excited whenever I have a special guest in studio. They don't let me do it very often, but I am now sitting in studio with Todd McClure. Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's life since you're not playing football anymore?
Everything's good. I think I'm a little busier now than when I was playing. Somebody asked me yesterday, I said I think I need to go back to playing so I can slow down a little bit. Kids keep us busy.
Yeah, that's funny. And so you were at LSU what years?
I was there from 1995 to 1999, and Coach Jerry DiNardo, and it was a great time.
And then you were a Dirty Bird for a while.
Dirty Bird. Don't hold that against me. I know I catch it all the time from all the Saints fans.
I bet you do.
I was in Atlanta for 14 years and now back in Zachary.
Yeah, so you're from Central, but you are a Saints fan at heart?
I'm just hated everywhere because, grew up here in Louisiana, went and played in Atlanta. Went to Central High School, but my kids go to Zachary High School, so it's like
there's a rivalry there.
Yeah, I guess I'm a hated man. I try not to be.
Just keep your head down wherever you go.
That's right. Go team is
what I like to say. So the reason that we're chatting with Todd today is because he is a part of a community effort in Zachary called Hug Your People. Now you know a lot more about this than me, but I remember that there was a series of events that happened in Zachary where there four people died, not in a row, but it was, it just seemed like one thing after another.
Right.
And I understand that you went to school with one of the victims, the husband.
Right. I went to school with Joe Himba, who lost his wife and his son and his brother-in-law, Darren. And Darren's a good friend also. And, it was just really tragic. I still can't get out of my mind. So, we've got a group of friends that are trying to do everything to come together for this great cause to help out for the legacy and the memory of this great family.
And the Hug Your People Memorial is raising money for a park that's going to honor them, correct?
Right. Yes, they are, and I think it's great. What I love is the group of friends that went to school with Joe have kind of come together and rallied behind him. And I think this is a great thing to Hug Your People. They're going to have a park to where, like I said, you can remember the legacy of this family, and I think it's just awesome.
Well, that's great. It's the Hug Your People Memorial, and we are interviewing former LSU and NFL star Todd McClure today. And you guys have a softball tournament coming up, and it's to raise money for Hug Your People in this park. And they are taking entries for competitive and non-competitive teams. The deadline to register is this Saturday, and the Hug Your People Memorial Facebook page has all of the details. And so you're playing, correct?
I'm going to give it a shot. I think I've started stretching already.
Yeah.
I may have one at bat in me, but may have to have somebody run. But it'll be fun. A lot of ice bags will be needed, after this. All the old people that think they can still play go out there and pull a lot of muscle. So it should be fun.
Well, you got a couple of weeks to prepare because it's taking place itself on Saturday, May 12th.
Right.
And so even if you don't want to, sign up to join a team, you can come out there and watch Todd. And you are on a team with somebody who is close to our company.
Right.
And you went to school with Ashley.
I went to school with Ashley. Grew up with Ashley. Our families were really close. And I'm not a bet man, but if I was, I bet she can hit a softball further than her husband.
Probably so. Yeah. We love to joke around here, but Ashley is Gordy Rush's wife, our fearless leader. And we love to joke that Ashley is a better athlete than he is.
I can confirm that.
She plays softball.
That girl could play.
At LSU, and she was quite the player, to say the least. So you're going to be on her team, but that's good for you.
Yeah. You always try to surround yourself with better players, So
okay.
We got the ringer.
Awesome. Well, okay, so, and is Gordy playing? Do you know?
I'm sure he'll be out there,
I can't imagine.
Get a shot to get in front of the camera, or the mic, he'll be there. Right. So I hope he is.
Okay, well, we're taking a couple of laughs at Gordy's expense here today,
right.
But he doesn't care. Okay, so Todd McClure again, we are talking about the Hug Your People Memorial and the softball tournament, the co-ed softball tournament that's coming up. And the deadline to register is this Saturday, but the event itself takes place on Saturday, May 12th at the Zachary Youth Ballpark. I guess, Todd, is there anything else that you'd like to add or say to folks?
No, the only thing is I know a lot of those co-ed tournaments, the male participants have to hit opposite hand. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so if you're normally a right-handed swinger, you got to hit left-handed. So if you sign up for the tournament, make sure you take batting practice.
Oh my gosh.
Just kind of even it out.
To keep it fair? That's why they do that?
To keep it fair. And that it could be embarrassing for me to try to hit left-handed.
That's funny. I can do both, but maybe I should take part in this.
Come on.
Okay, so it's the co-ed softball tournament, Zachary Youth Ballpark, Saturday, May 12th. And again, you can register competitive and non-competitive teams, and it is co-ed. Get all the details on the Hug Your People Memorial Facebook page. Todd, thank you very much for joining me today and getting behind this wonderful cause.
Oh, thank you for having me anytime, and I hope it's a big hit for this park that they're trying to build.
Absolutely.